Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf vav in Menachos. Correctly identifying which gemara we're learning is already the beginning of success. The gemara yesterday daf hey, we finished up the second of three opinions in terms of the Minchas Omer. Minchas Omer is born on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan. It's a matir, permits the consumption of grains, any grains that grow over the course of the year. From last Pesach to this Pesach is considered Chadash, it's Aser, Chadash Aser Men HaTorah. You're not allowed to eat any of those grains until you bring the Karban. So Rav is of the opinion that if I take that Minchas Omer and I bring it Shalal Lishma and I have an invalid Machshava as I bring the Karban, so Rav says the Karban is possible, the Karban is just simply no good. Why? So Rav's argument was, well, the Karban is viewed as a Matir, it's something which permits, it's not Mechapir, and so consequently, because you had a Machshava on a Matir, so that's not going to be good, it'll be an invalid Karban. That's the opinion of Rav. We went through that covered Dalet Amud Beis. Hey, yesterday's daf. So we moved on to the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says he disagrees that when it comes to the Minchas HaOmer and you bring it, and I was going to say you shecht it, but it's a flower offering, and you do kemitza shalo lishma, so it's going to be okay. It's going to be kosher. You can't eat the shirayim until you bring the next Minchas HaOmer. But the carbon itself is going to be kosher. Now, why should that be? Why is it going to be kosher? So the Gemara offered one pshat Reish Lakish, which the Gemara basically rejects, which is the Gemara suggested, well, maybe because, oh, thank you, maybe because since anyway it's going to be mutter later that day, so it's mechusus man levova yom, it's missing in time, but only for levova yom, only for that day. So the Gemara suggested maybe that's the reason why, according to Reish Lakish, it's okay. But the Gemara ends up rejecting that. The real svara behind Reish Lakish, which the Gemara itself gives, is because Reish Lakish believes the carbon itself is not really the matir. What's the matir? The day. It's sumo shel yom. The actual day is matir, not just the day, but the morning. The very beginning of the day is really the matir. So in other words, the carbon omer that you bring is not the real matir. The real matir is the day itself. So me'ikar adin, already that carbon is mutter, even before the day began. So that's the real reason behind Reish Lakish. And the Gemara says, and that's why, even if you shecht it, even if you're komitz it, shalo lishmo, it's good, the carbon still itself is going to be fine. Okay. And then we move on to the third mitzvah. Mitzvah. It's not a great answer, but that's the answer. According to Reish Lakish, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lahavi. That's the lashon of Rashi that we saw yesterday. And now we're up to number three. We're up to Rava, and Rava's position is the third approach in terms of what happens if I bring the Minchas Omer Shalo Lishmo. The Kohen has a Machshava Shalo Lishmo while bringing the Karban Omer. So Rava Amar Minchas Omer comes to Shalo Lishmo Ksheira Vishayare Neechalin. So the third opinion and the most lenient opinion is that it doesn't affect the Minchas HaOmer at all. Even though she had a Shalo Lishmo Machshava, it doesn't affect it at all. It's not only fine, you can even eat the Shirayim as well. Okay. And you don't need to bring another one. So the obvious question is, what's behind this? What is the idea behind Rava? How come we find, generally speaking, by other kabbanos and other menachos, that shalo lishmo does something, it affects the carbon some way. So either it totally passes it, but like our chatas and carbon pesach, or in the world of menachos, it totally disqualifies it if it's a minchas chote or a minchas kanaos. And if it doesn't do that, it detaches it from the owner. So what's the svara behind Rava? What's the logic behind Rava that if you have a shalo lishmo, it won't passel it at all? It's totally fine. So the Gemara gives an interesting explanation of Rava. She'ein machshava mo'ales, because you know when machshava counts? Only when you're fit, or the carbon's fit. B'mi sh'ra'i la'avoda, with somebody who's fit to do the avoda. U'v'davar ha'ra'i la'avoda, something which is fit to be brought as a carbon or as a mincha. And where the place is right and fit to be brought. So the Gemara explains all three of these points. Look, if you have a kohen b'almum and he's doing the avoda, and he has a bad machshava, you can ignore it. Why? Because he's not fit. He's not somebody who can do the avoda. So therefore, you can ignore his machshava. He's a baal mum. He has a blemish. Uvedava haray la'avoda. Listen to this, and then I'm going to go through Rashi. I'm going to read Rashi inside. And something, in other words, in order for machshava to work or to be effective, it has to be something which is essentially can be brought as an avoda. What is that coming to exclude? La'afuke minchas ha'omer de lo chazia. The minchas ha'omer, it's not even a karban. It's not even a karban. De chidushu, because it's such a chidush. Now, what does the Gemara mean by that? So I'm going to explain in just a moment. I'm going to read Rashi. So Rashi says it's amazing, but okay, we'll come back to that in just a second. Over Malkam Arayi Lavod, and also the place has to be right. In other words, in order for Machshava to be a Machshava, the place has to be right. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Lafuki Nifkama Mizbeach. Yeah, if the Mizbeach has a nick in it, where the Mizbeach is not a smooth square, it's not a smooth square block, but it got a chip in it, somebody threw a esrog at the Mizbeach or whatever, something happened and there's a nick or there's a chip in the Mizbeach, so then the Mizbeach is not valid, and so therefore the place is invalid, and so therefore a machshava at that point in time could be totally disregarded. Rashi actually says that if you have a machshava while the Mizbeach is nifka, while it's nicked, and then afterwards the Mizbeach gets fixed again, you could even use that very same animal, because what you did with that machshava that you did at the time is nothing, is meaningless. Okay, what we will spend a couple of moments on is that second point of the Gemara. You see, machshava only is effective, the Gemara says, if the person's right, if the carbon's right, and the place is right. You need everything to be fit. You need everything to be rawly in order for machshava to stand, in order for machshava to have any significance. And the Gemara said, what does that mean? The carbon has to be right? Meaning, because the minchas ha'omer is not even a carbon. What does that mean? And the Gemara's language is, it's such a chiddush, it's such a novel idea that I would bring it. What's novel about bringing the carbon omer? The Torah says to bring the carbon omer. What does it mean it's a chiddush? So Rashi, I'm going to read Rashi inside of Vedavra Haray La'avoda. Kegon Minchas Chitim. So Rashi explains, you know what's so novel about the omer?
It's barley.
It's barley. It's barley. It is unbelievably unusual. We never have, now I'm going to qualify that statement in a second, we never have another mincha that's brought from barley. Okay, good, hold on. Good. That statement I just made needs qualification. I'm going to qualify it. But right now, I'll just say it. We don't have any other mincha that comes from barley. Like, when does the Torah ever say to bring barley? It's always wheat. Minachos come from wheat. Ava mincha sa'omer shel sa'orim eina ru'uya el alavoda zubilvad. See, I get to make the statement because Rashi makes the statement. So I'm standing on good ground. Right? This is the only time that you have barley being brought as a mincha. Right? The zubavad lahater. Velo mishum karban asya. And then Rashi says it even stronger. It's not even a karban. The minchas ha'omer is not even a karban. Now, okay, now we're going to move on to the next part of Rashi for just in a second. But you hear what Rashi's saying? It's unbelievable. What Rashi's saying, and Rashi's just explaining the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi, is that, yeah, that minchas omer, I know it looks like a mincha, smells like a mincha, we treat it like a mincha, but it's not really, it doesn't fall under the general categories of benachos, which is what Rava means when Rava says, you know, if you have a machshava of shelo lishma while you're bringing it, ignore it. Because it's not really a mincha. It's not really a karban. Now, the next part of Rashi, he has to deal with the problem which Michael raises, which is, what do you mean it's the only mincha that comes from barley? That's not true. Sota comes from barley. So the Gemara says, Yimishim mincha sota labra uyehi. Don't bring mincha sota into the discussion. Why, says Rashi? The mincha sota kemech v'shel omer geres. So, first of all, says Rashi, there's a major difference between the two. Sota, the flour that comes from sota is fine flour, meaning they take the barley and they really grind it up, so it turns into fine flour. But the omer, it's not really ground up into fine flour. So that's one difference between the sota barley and the omer barley. So in other words, omer barley really stands on an island It's totally unique. Va'od, the lav avodahi. And also, Rashi says, as far as the sota mincha is concerned, that's not really an avoda. It's not really an avoda. Delevarer avon ka'asya. You know when the mincha sota comes? It's just there to clarify.
Yeah.
It's not a kapara. It's not a machshir. It doesn't fit under any of our general categories of how we look at a karban or at a mincha. It's there for clarification. Did she or did she not sleep with the man that she secluded with in the room? Now, again, Rashi is such a good Rashi. So many issues that really lead one into another. Next part of Rashi says, okay, so we just made the argument that the mincha of the sota isn't really, it's not a mechaper, it's not a machshir, it's not, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, but it's not a real mincha. So if it's not a real mincha, so Rashi again moves on to the next part, which is, we learned in the first Mishnah of Menachos that if you have a bad machshava while bringing the sota, the mincha sota, it apostles it. So why should it apostle it? So v'hayde pasul machshava b'minchas kenos mishum derechman akar yechatas, because the Torah calls it a chatas, meaning that the Torah treats it like a karban. Now you'll notice over there at that point of Rashi, so there's a little circle, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Gilui Hashas says that last part of Rashi is really difficult to understand. It's really difficult to understand, because all you need to do is go back two pages in the Gemara and you'll remember one of the things the Gemara was trying to do was struggle and get its way through. I don't understand the sota mincha. How come it's pasul? The Torah never calls it a chatas. And here Rashi says, oh, and by the way, the Torah calls it a karban chatas. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a difficult time with that last point of Rashi. But put that aside for just a moment. But again, what comes out from Rashi over here are two interesting points. I mean, more than two, but two basic points. Number one, in explanation of Rava, what Rashi says is, the minchas omer is not really a mincha. Meaning it's so unusual, it's so unique. Comes from barley, we don't have that anywhere else. And point number two, and as far as sota is concerned, sota also is unusual. It doesn't fit the normal categories that we have in the world of menachos. It's not a mechaper, it's not a machshir, it's just for the purposes of birur. It's just for the purposes of clarification. On this point that Rava made, we're going to just spend another moment on it. So I'm going to just turn your attention to Tosfos on the other side of the page. Right where we are in Rashi, just turn and flip to the other side of the page of Vedavar Haray LaAvoda. So he quotes Rashi, Perish Bekunshus Kegon Minchas Choteir Minchas Chitim LaAfukim Minchas Omer Shal Sa'orim De'en Aruya El LaAvoda Zu Bilvan. So he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, what makes the Omer so unusual? Barley, not wheat. V'kashi Neim Ken Minchas Kanas L'tipasa Shal Lishma. So then, Tosfos says, so I don't understand. So if that's correct, so then the sota, same story, but it's barley, not wheat. And you know, and he didn't go for that last part of Rashi. Well, the sota is so radically different, it's not even like the Omer. Okay. Vinira Lafaresh. So Tosfos says, can I suggest another pshat in the Gemara over here? Dechashiv minchas haomer davashein roi la'avoda mishum de'afilu legavoa asur lahakriv chadash kodem haomer. You know what makes the Omer so unique? You know what makes it so quote unquote strange that it doesn't, that we can't even discuss it like we discuss other karbanos? Is that the truth of the matter is the karban itself is usur. Right? The karban itself is usur. The mincha is usur. Why? Because remember that you can't eat new grains before you actually bring this karban. So in other words, as you're bringing it, you're saying to yourself, wait a second, this is a new grain. Now, I understand that after I bring it, so then all the new grains will become permissible. But at the moment while I'm holding it in my hand and I'm saying, here, I'm presenting this to the Mizbeach, this is Chadash, this is Asar Min HaTorah. It's a new grain. So what makes this carbon so unusual is the fact that right now, right here, right before I bring it, it's actually usur, and the Mizbech accepts, and the Mizbech says, yeah, bring it on. So Tosu says, that's what makes the Omer so unusual, and that's why it doesn't conform to the regular rules of a Machshava Psula, of a bad Machshava.
I'm sorry, you know it's the 16th and like the new day?
Right, in other words, right. It, Fair point. Meaning, does Rava subscribe to the Reish Lakish position that really it's the day that's matir, not the carbon that's matir? From Tosfos, it sounds like Rava disagrees with that very premise. That's a very good point.
What about the question you actually brought up regarding the blood itself? Like, the blood is not kosher to eat.
Correct. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's a discussion. We're gonna touch on that. Okay. So it's a good point as well. All right. Tana Rabban. Let's go on in the Gemara. All right. As we head to the next part of the Gemara, from here where we're about to start the Tana Rabbanan, till the Mishnah, which if you look ahead is all the way towards the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph, it is one long point. It's a single point, and the Gemara does this. The Gemara sometimes gets a little lost. I mean, the Gemara is never lost, but I'm saying we're going to get a little bit lost. Hopefully, I'll be a good guide. I'll navigate us well through the Gemara. But the Gemara is essentially going to just make one point from here until the Mishnah, and Kal Vachomers and challenging the Kal Vachomer. And okay, so it's a little bit of a forest over here, right? Don't.
So that's what the point is. Tell us the point.
Well, the point is, because when the Gemara does this, meaning what it's about to do right now, is the Gemara is going to compare and challenge Kal Vachomers. We get to see a lot of halacha along the way. And it's a great review of other areas of Shas. And this is a laboratory of the Gemara, where the Gemara tries different things, this is it. Meaning it's not Western thinking. It's not,
What is the point that's going to be making?
Oh, okay, so I'll get to that. I'm obviously going to get to that. I'm just telling you right now that here to here, from where we are to the Mishnah, it's just one singular point. Tana Rabbanan. Kishuamar minabaka lamata shein tamalomar ela lahotzi es atreifa. So we start off with a braisa. The braisa says minabakar. Now, remember last week's parsha, Parsha's Vayikra. So it says a couple of times that you're going to bring a karban min habakar. It says it actually twice. Min habakar, min habehema, min hatzon. Right? Min habakar means from oxen, from cattle. Okay? That's all it means. But the word min means some cattle is okay and some cattle is not okay. That's what the word min means. Now it says it, the first time it says it in Parshas Vayikra and Perek Aleph. So Rashi points out, so what is it coming to exclude? So Rashi writes, an animal that was involved in an act of mishka behema, bestiality, animals that were actually worshipped, animals that were set aside for idolatrous purposes. So fine. So we already know what we learned from the first min habakar, but then in the same perek in Perek Aleph it repeats min habakar. So what is it coming to exclude? Treifa. You can't bring a treifa as a carbon. Treifa, of course, we all know, means it's an animal where one of its internal organs is punctured or severed. Most of the time we don't learn about it until after we open up the animal and check the insides. Sometimes we'll know about it even before we open up the animal. However, the point of discovery, the point is that a treifa is no good to be brought as a carbon. And here it is. The one point that we're going to try to establish is the following. I need a drasha. I need a drasha for that. We would have figured that out without a drasha. And so what the Gemara will do from this point forward until the Mishnah is basically establish, why do I need this drasha? That a treifa cannot be brought as a karban. I could have figured it out. Either from, I'll give you your two options. Kal Vachomer. And that'll take up the bulk of our time now for the next 15-20 minutes. Kal Vachomer. Or what's the other option? Why else would I have thought that? Why else would I have known? Not thought. Why would I have known that a treifa cannot be brought as a carbon?
Now this is just here. Does it have anything to do with the Mishnah? This portion.
No, absolutely nothing. Aaron, excellent point. Why is the Gemara discussing this right now? And the answer is because we just spent two pages of Gemara learning about the Minchas HaOmer, And in the discussion that we're going to have over here, Minchas Torma comes up.
Oh, okay.
So it's a total tangent of the Gemara. It takes us to the Mishnah, this tangent. It's over an amud of tangent. And only because the Omer comes up within the discussion. Aaron, it's an excellent point.
Because we say what's fit for human.
That's it. That's the answer. In other words, because we just learned that one of the criteria in order to be brought onto the Mizbech is Mimashke Yisroel. Mm-hmm. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says that in order for something to go onto the carbon, we have to be able to eat it. We can't eat a trefa. Trefa is forbidden to us. It's forbidden to the Mizbech as well. Right, and I understand the blood and the chalev, that's going to be an issue, but the Gemara is going to deal with that issue. Okay, so but again, why do I need the drasha of mina bakar is coming to exclude the trefa? Why do I need that drasha? So the first thing we're going to do now is kal v'chomer. All right. The Alodinu, the Gemara says, I don't understand. I could learn this through a Kavachomer. Look, blemished animal. We can eat blemished animals, correct? Blemished animal just simply means that there's a physical external blemish on the animal, right? A slit in the lip, all right? A cataract in the eye. That doesn't render the animal prohibited to eat. The animal's not a trefa. The animal's not an avela. The animal's fine to eat. So we can eat it, but it's not. It doesn't meet the criteria for the mizbeach. Trefa, which means that we can't eat it. So if we can't eat it, the Mizbech for sure can't eat it. It's a simple Kavachomer. The Gemara says, the Kavachomer is not a fantastic Kavachomer. Look, the Gemara says, here we go. The forbidden fats in the blood of an animal. Look, we can't eat it. Meanwhile, it goes up onto the Mizbech. So your position of, well, if we can't eat it, can't go on the Mizbech, that's not always true. Blood and Chalev do go on the Mizbech, even though it's forbidden to us. So that breaks the Kal V'chomer. Now, remember, every time I say this, I'm just going to say this a lot over the next 15 minutes. Every time I say break the Kal V'chomer, that's what we want. Meaning, that's the position that we want to be in. Because if we have a Kal V'chomer, I have no need for the drasha.
Right.
So every time I say break the Kal V'chomer, that's good, that's a good thing. Because that allows for the drasha to exist. So malachelav adam shein by mechlal heter tomer b'trefa shakula asura. So the Gemara says chelav and dam comes from a kosher animal. So trefa, the entire animal is not kosher. You can't compare the two. Velote muteres gavoa, and so therefore it shouldn't be mutla gavoa. Malika tochiach. So the Gemara says, well, let's take a look at Malika. Malika is going to break the Kal V'chomer. Shekula Yisur V'Yisur L'Ajot U'Mutelsa Gavoa. Look, when I do Malika to a bird, if I did Malika outside the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat it. Meanwhile, if I do it in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm putting it right up onto the Mizbech, something that I normally can't eat. So the Gemara says, no, that's a terrible comparison. Ma'ala Malika Shekin Kedusha Asar Asrasa. I understand by Malika, we're doing exactly what we're told to do. The Torah says when you have a bird and you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you want to offer it as a carbon, you do Malika. So, yes, I understand that if I do it outside, I've rendered the bird no good, but so what? In the Beis HaMikdash, that is what we're supposed to do. That's the instruction. That's what the instruction manual tells us to do.
Couldn't you say the same thing with the other things with Chalim?
No, but we're talking about Trefa. The whole point over here is Trefa. There's no mitzvah of bringing a Trefa. There's an Isser. So skipping the parentheses. But when it comes to trefa, there's no mitzvah to render the animal trefa. So I can't compare trefa to malika. So now in your response, so the Gemara says, because there's no point in telling me lahotzi is a trefa. The Gemara says, what just happened over here? Ma im he shafta. What does that mean? And if you're gonna rebut, what point did you just make? Amar Rav Mishum de Ikla Memar Minchas HaOmer Tochiach. Aaron, this is it. The whole reason why this discussion came over here is because of this part of the give and take. Well, because let's take a look at our Minchas HaOmer Sheasur LaHejod. Because. And by the way, this fits into what Tosfos I quoted earlier. What makes the Minchas HaOmer so unique? It's actually not allowed. The Minchas HaOmer, prior to it being brought, you're not allowed to eat it. It's Chadash. And yet, what are you doing with it? You're putting it right onto the Mizbeach. So, umutel se gavoa. So, the Gemara now is arguing, just like I see by the Minchas HaOmer where it's also to the Mizbeach, and yet I'm putting it right up onto the Mizbeach, so maybe the argument is, Shreifa, which is also to us, but maybe we'll put it right up onto the Mizbeach. Gemara says, again, that's not a great comparison. Mala Minchas HaOmer shekein materis chadash. The carbon omer has a purpose. The Torah says, bring it because it's matir chadash, because it allows the consumption of chadash. So the Gemara says, b'shviz. So the Gemara says, well, maybe we're talking during the Shemitah year, and what kind of purpose does the Minchas HaOmer serve in the Shemitah year? So the Gemara says, what kind of purpose? Shviz nami. Shekein materis, tzvichem b'shviz. So the Gemara says, because grains that grow by themselves during the Shemitah year. Okay? Meaning, you're not allowed to work the land. But grains may by itself grow, right? Seeds are just sitting there on the ground, and grains may grow by themselves, and that's a term that the Gemara calls Sfichin. And so there is a purpose for bringing it during the Shemitah year, because you can eat the Sfichin. So the Gemara says, Karabi Akiva.
What's the harm of it? I mean, because Shemitah year and the Omer year goes Nisan to Nisan.
Okay.
And the Shemitah year goes Rosh Hashanah to Elul. So even
right.
The stuff that grew from Pesach to Rosh Hashanah is not Shemitah.
The stuff that grew, in other words.
Either way, whatever year it is, you're going to have half a year's worth of non Shemitah grain every time you bring the Omer.
Fine, but in other words, Tishrei, though, Tishrei Shemitah begins. So from that point forward now, all grains that grow by itself are considered Svichen.
But when the Omer comes, forget about the
Svichen,
how about the 6 months worth of stuff that grew in the previous?
So it'll be Matir, the last half of the year. Okay, fine. So, all right, so I hear that. She came Matir Svichen B'Shvius. So the Gemara says, so it'll be Matir, in other words, there's a point. So the Gemara says, no, there is no point. Why? Karebi Kivadamar Svichen Asurin B'Shvius. Because the Gemara says, we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva says that Svichin, those grains that grow by themselves, are usher during the Shemitah year. What does that mean, usher? Usher means you can't eat it? Now Rashi says no. Rashi says, Shvichin asurin, min habir ve'elech. Meaning there's something called the Shas Habir. Right? A little bit of Shemitah background over here. Shemitah, during the Shemitah year, any grains that grow by themselves have Kedusha Shvius. What does that mean, Kedusha Shvius? It means now that those grains have an expiration date. That when they're no longer in the field, so I have to get rid of them, I have to do what's called beer. What does beer mean exactly? Subject to a machlokas rishonim, we're going to assume, Rashi says it over here, that you have to actually destroy it. The yalav mehem lo nizra v'lo nesaf es tefrosin v'chim achar shein zorin mehecha osfin limen el svichin shehin asurin uvir v'shiterit revia shnia. And Rashi pinpoints exactly when's the shas habir, second rainfall, da'avilei kala l'chayi shebesadik k'detanya al-masai nanin v'storfin b'tevin v'kashal shviz v'shiterit revia shnia, second rainfall b'masach astanis. Hilkach, Rashi finishes L'Rabbi Akiva, it's the Kra Lahotzi Trefa. So now, according to Rabbi Akiva, so yeah. So in other words, during my Shemitah year, the Omer serves no purpose. Because even the Sfiach is prohibited. So if the Omer serves no purpose, and I'm still bringing it, so what do I see? I see that I can bring something onto the Mizbeach that really doesn't belong on the Mizbeach. It's not fit to be born on the Mizbeach. So you could have argued, now we're all the way back at the beginning, you could have made the argument that same thing with a Trefa. Trefa has no business, Trefa has no point to be put on the Mizbeach, but if I'm doing it with the Omer, I'll do it with the Trefa as well, and that's why I need the Drasha. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, So the Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael, so I hear you. There's nothing in Eretz Yisrael that's going to be matir. But what about chutz la'aretz? Meaning chadash is asur in the Torah, and not only is chadash asur, grain is asur here in South Florida. Right? The new grains are all over the place. Now, this is subject to a machlokas. The Gemara in Kedusha presents a machlokas about this. But there is one opinion that says that Chadash is awesome in HaTorah. So you're going to tell me, so what's the purpose of bringing the carbon omer during the Shemitah year? For anywhere outside of Israel. The afilo mandar mechadosh b'chutzlars lav daraisik shekem ba lahatir lav shebesocha. So the Gemara says, and look, and you want to tell me that maybe we're subscribing to the view that Chadash is not usher min haTorah outside of Israel? There's a view like that, which the Gemara in Kedushin seems to reject, and okay, that's a lengthier discussion. But even if you want to subscribe to that view, but still, don't tell me that there's no point in bringing the carbon omer. There is a point. Because what is it, matir? The actual carbon omer. Meaning that the Kohanim are going to eat the shiraim of the Omer. So it does serve a purpose. But when I bring a trefa, it serves zero purpose. So we're really back at square one. We're going to keep going back to square one. Why do I need the drasha? The drasha is telling me, don't bring a trefa onto the Mizbeach. I don't need a drasha. I just simply know. Right? It serves no purpose. There's nothing to gain by putting the trefa up onto the Mizbeach. It's not like the carbon omer. So why do I need a drasha? So Amalei Rav Acha Midiftei L'Rav Inach, Ihachi Trefa Nami Takir V'Tatir Lav Shebetocha. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the trefa you're going to offer so that it could be matir the lav shebetocha, so it'll be matir the trefa. I read this line a bunch of times in the Gemara, and I just banged my head. What does that mean? It's matir the lav shebetocha. It's the trefa's now okay. What does that?
You put it all the way that it's gone. So you were just.
I know, but the Gemara. I hear you, but the Gemara is talking in terms of it'll be matir. It'll permit the lav, and I and the and.
Is carbon.
Right. So it happens to be
Caleb and Dom and other things.
Right. So I'm in good company. Look at the bomb Tosfos on the page where Tosfos raises a number of points. If you look at the end of that Tosfos, so so the ode my kapar trefa nami tikar v'la hataras lav shebetocha shiyochlu a carbon shall trefa v'alo eno mati iser shvius v'lama yati iser trefa. Right, Tosos himself also doesn't fully understand what the Gemara means when the Gemara says it's going to be matir the lav shebetrefa. Okay, so I'm in very good company. So ela prichach the ma'al lemenchas omer shekei mitzvah sabekach. So the Gemara says, look, what are you trying to do? You're trying to compare the carbon omer to the carbon trefa, to a carbon which is a trefa, and you're telling me, well, the omer is aser and I'm offering it. So can't we make the same thing, the same point about a trefa? And the Gemara says, "You really, it's such a strange comparison. It's not a good comparison. The Omer, the Torah says exactly to do that. Meaning the Torah is acknowledging, I know it's Aser, I know it's Chadash, and I'm telling you to bring it. So we could try to figure out all we want. Well, but the fact of the matter is, that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah sabekach. Trefa, the Torah never goes and says to us, if I have an animal, which is a trefa, bring it up onto the Mizbeach. So I can't make that comparison. So there is no comparison to make. Now we're literally back at square one. Why is there a drasha, min ha-bakar, lahotzi es ha-trefa? Don't bring a trefa. Why would I have thought a trefa should be brought? Well, let's say it like this. You know, kalayim, these are kalayim, sha'asur la-hejud, mutar la-gavoa. Well, because I know that kalayim is mutar la-gavoa. Okay, where is Klein Mutter? Tzitzis is a good example. Rashi, now you're looking for Rashi. Rashi's on the top of the next page. Klein Lagavoa. First Rashi on the top of the next page. Of Nato Shal Kohen. I was wondering. Not a regular Kohen. Kohen Gadol. The belt of the Kohen Gadol is made up of wool and linen. Oh, good. So the Gemara says, Malak Klein Shekin Hutra Mechala Nato Hejo B'Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a good case study, because we do find a heter klaim even by you and me. Right? Right? We wear tzitzit. Tzitzit can be made out of a linen garment, and I'm going to put on wool tzitzit, wool strings onto the linen garment, and boom, I make klaim. So the heter of klaim is not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, atu tzitzit sar chejoti mitzvah hi. So the Gemara says, well, it's the mitzvah. Ela, so again, the Gemara says, Chaim is not a good case study. Because the Torah goes out of its way to tell us, you, when you make the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, you make it out of Chaim. That's the mitzvah. Again, treifa, there's no mitzvah to bring a treifa onto the Mizbeach. So again, back to square one. Why do I need the drasha? It's not correct. Correct. So, absolutely correct. In other words, the Gemara gives up that argument. The Gemara then just moves on to the end of the discussion ender, which is
What did I skip?
Oh, I skipped a whole section of Gemara. Oh, that's exciting. That's exciting. My desire to catch up to where we need to be. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Right. As it is, we're all lost anyway. So, Marbury, sorry. I'm sorry. You're right. Marbury de Ravina Amar. Back to second wide line on the page. Marbury de Ravina Amar Mishum Dikol Amemar Shabbos Tochiach Shasur Lehedjun Mutar Lagavoa. Shabbos. Even before that? Oh. Okay. Even better. Yeah. I'm with you. I got so excited. Reish Lakish Amar, second narrow line from the bottom. Reish Lakish Amar Mishum Dikol Amemar Mefatim Akhtores Yochiach Shasur Lehedjun Mutar Lagavoa. You want to make Pitam Akhtores. So we have the recipe manual. Right? We know. And Dr. Zaghi, every day you say it, so you really know the manual. So pita makatoras. So right, you want to put the katoras together. You know it's aser. You know you're not allowed to be mefatim katoras. Yeah. Did you know, right, that it's an iser kares?
It's a pasuk.
Yeah, I don't remember what the pasuk, but it's an iser. It's one of the things mentioned in the beginning of Krisus. So okay, fine. So it's pita makatoras, mefatim makatoras, it's an iser kares. So mefatim. So the Gemara says mefatim gavra. Who? So the Gemara at first is what does that mean? It's the Gemara at first thinks, what are you talking about? God's making it?
You still have to make it.
What does that mean? That the person's making it. Allah. So the Gemara, I don't know what the Gemara was thinking there. Ella pita makatoris yochiach sha'asul lehejut umutar ligavoa. Right. In other words, if I make it for the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's fine. If I make it for you and me, that's not fine. So malo pita makdosh came mitzvah sebekach. Again, it's a discussion ender, right?
That's
good, but that's a mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah is to make it. So you can't use that as a case study. Meaning, all we're trying to figure out is, right? I have a havamina that I'm going to bring a tree from, put it up onto the mizbeach, and we're going to learn it out from Peter from being mefatim hakatoris. But that's the mitzvah that we're supposed to do that. Marbrei the Ravina Amar Mishum Dikla Meimer Shabbos Tochiach Shasur Lehedjun Muteres Gavol Malas Shabbos Shikin Hutra Mechala. So the Gemara says Shabbos. Come on, you know you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos Dikla Lehedjot Bemila, because you know that if you have a bris meal on Shabbos, so you're Mechal Shabbos. Atu Mila Tzur Hedjotu Mila Mitzvahi. So the Gemara says, but so what? In other words, that's a mitzvah. Ela Malas Shabbos Shikin Mitzvah Sebekach. So again, pretty much a discussion ender, right? On Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. You bring a carbon on Shabbos because Torah tells you, b'moado, every time you have a designated time, meaning the daily offering, the carbon tamid, it's a mitzvah sebekach. That's a mitzvah. Okay, now I'll read this again very quickly. Rav Ad Rava Mishum Deigel Amemer Klein Tochich Shasron LaHedjum Motel NaGavoa Mal Klein Shekin Hutcher Mechlalan Eitzel Hedjum B'Tzitzis. Well, you have tzitzis. So after tzitzis or hedjuri mitzvah, the Gemara says, so what? Tzitzis is a mitzvah. Malaklaim shemitzvah sebekach. So the Gemara says, making the belt of the Kohen Gadol, that's a mitzvah. So it's not a good case study. Meaning, and we're trying to figure out treifa. There's no mitzvah to bring a treifa onto the mizbeach. Rav Shisha Bereid Ravidi Amar Mishum Dikal Amemar Lehadur Dina V'Tesa B'Mahatzad. So the Gemara says, okay, look. One by itself is not going to work. We banged our head over so many different attempts in terms of trying to point to, well, I can do this and that's it, sir. So right. let's use a combo prep package, right? The mehatzad, the classic mehatzad. Ma'ala malika shekin kedusha so asrasa. So the Gemara says, well, malika, Why didn't we like Malika? Why wasn't Malika a good case study? Because mitzvah sebekach. So the Gemara says chelav adam yochiach malach chelav adam. She came by mechlal heter. Yeah, but chelav adam come from a kosher animal. Malika tochich vechazer adil. Lori zekeri zevel. Lori zekeri zat. Tzad hashav shebehen. Shastur lehedjun umutar legavawa. Look, what do we see from the common denominator? Not good for you and me. I can't eat blood. I can't eat chelav. Malik outside the base of Mikdash can't eat that as well. But meanwhile, all those things go up onto the Mizbeach. Af ani avi trefa, af apisha, astor lehejote muteros legavoa. I can't eat the trefa, but maybe I'll put it up onto the Mizbeach. And we should all, at this point in time, know how the discussion is going to end. Ma'la atzah sheva shebehen, shekei mitzvah sebekach. So what? The Torah says put chelav on the Mizbeach. The Torah says put dam on the Mizbeach. The Torah says do Malika. Torah never says put the treifa on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, let's try it this way. Balmum, mala balmum. Right, remember, it all started because we tried to make a kavachomer, and we did. We made a successful kavachomer. I'm allowed to eat balmum. Mizbeach can't consume balmum. I'm not allowed to eat treifa. Forget about it. The Mizbech for sure can't eat trefa. And why do I need the drasha? So the Gemara says, Baal Mum is an interesting case study. Ma'ala Baal Mum shekein asabo makrivin kekrevin. Baal Mum, you know who it affects? Both the offering and the offerer. Right? The carbon and the kohen. They're both affected by Baal Mum. Is that true by trefa? No. Kohen can be a treifa. Kohen can a human being can be a treifa.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right? And if a Kohen is a treifa, can he still do the avoda? Sure. No problem. So, right? So how can you... What you did over there is you compared a Balmum to a treifa, but they're really not comparable. Because Balmum affects offering and offerer, and that's not true by treifa. Ah, okay, so this is better. So I'm better. Notice I didn't say it's good, but it's better. So I'm a Ravacha, Sabala Ravashi, Yosei Dofen Yochiach. Wait a second. Yosei Dofen, what about Caesarian? Shalos Abo Makrivin can crave him. Right? A Caesarian. An animal born Caesarian can be offered as a carbon? No. A Kohen born as a Caesarian, can he do the Avoda? Yeah. Okay, so asabo makriven kukraven muta lehejav asal gavoa. So there, by yotzei dofen is trefa like in this regard, where it only affects the offering, but not the offerer. And yet asal gavoa, I can't bring it as a carbon. So yotzei dofen can't be brought as a carbon. Trefa can't be brought as a carbon. Mali yotzei dofen shekein eino kadosh bebechorus. So the Gemara says yotzei dofen. Yeah, but Yosei Dolphin, I don't bring that into the discussion, because what if a firstborn is born Caesarian? He's not a firstborn.
Right.
Oh, okay, fine. So Balmum Yochiach. So the Gemara says, okay, what about a Balmum? Mal Balmum, she can't also Balmum Akriven Kakraven. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you know, Balmum is not fit into the discussion because it affects the offering and the offerer. So Yosei Dolphin Yochiach Vechazodin, Lori Zekeri Zevel, Lori Zekeri Zev. So again, so let's take the combination of our Yotzei Dofen and our Balmum. Hatzad Hashavah Shebehem Shemutam Lehejav Astur LeGavoa. V'af Ani Avi, just fix the gears a little bit. Af Ani Avi Trefa Shastur Lehejav Te Astur LeGavoa. So the Trefa should be Astur LeGavoa. And now back to square one. So now if all this is correct and our logic is good, so then I have no need for the drasha. Why do I need the drasha of Min HaBakar Lahotziyasa trefa? So Malat Sar Shabbat Shabbat Shekain Lohutra Michlalan Tomer Betrefa Shohutra Michlala. So the Gemara says trefa is Hutr Michlala. It's permitted. When is trefa permitted? Right, the Gemara says trefa is different because there are occasions when trefa is permitted. Amalei Ravacha Breda Ravel Ravashi Trefa Shehutra Mechalam. I.e., that's the Gemara's very next question. When is trefa permitted? Ilei Mamalika De Olas Of. So Legavawa. So So the Gemara says, "What? How about Malika by Ola Sa'of?" In other words, if I do Malika, so really I'm rendering the bird a treifa. So the Gavol Bamum Nami Ba'ofas Ishtari Ishtare. So the Gemara says, "Tamas Vezachus Bebehema Vein Tamas Vezachus Ba'ofas." Birds is not a good example, because when it comes to birds, look, a blemished bird. The criteria for what's blemished by a bird is a much lighter criteria than for animals. Birds, all you need by birds is to have its limbs. It needs wings, it needs legs, but all the other, you don't even need to know gender. And as I pointed out a number of times, we don't even know gender by birds. Birds, the genitalia is internal, not external. So we don't even know its gender. These are not things I need to know by birds. There's no Thomas, there's no Zachris by birds. Ella, Malika de Chatas Ha'of LeKohanim. So the Gemara says, okay, but what about Malika for a Chatas bird? Where it's eaten by the Kohanim, even though it's a Trefa, meaning the act of Malika renders it a Trefa. So the Gemara says, nah, that's also not a good case study. Kohanim is Shulchan Gavoa Kazachim. It's not that the Kohanim are eating birds off their own table. They're eating it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table. Meaning, it's really a carbon. It's really offered onto the Mizbeach, so to say, and the Kohanim are eating it off that table, but that's not Trefa in the way you and I understand Trefa. Trefa is where it's a regular animal that was rendered a Trefa. The Ela Prichach, the Gemara says, here's where we get to the sticking point. Malat Sarashavash Meshekei Momar Nikar, Momar Nikar Tomar B'Trefa, Shekein Ein Momar Nikar. The Gemara says, you know what the difference is? A blemished animal, everyone could see it. Now here's the tricky part. A cesarean, everybody can see it. Now, right. When, right, that's a tricky part of the Gemara over here. Cesarean animal, everybody can see it. The animal comes out looking a little different because it's cesarean. Now it happens to be, right, that a baby born cesarean looks better, so to say, than a baby that's born naturally, because, you know, it didn't have to squeeze through such a tight spot, but that's not what the Gemara means. Rashi explains, right, you have to say a pshat in the Gemara, you have to say some pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, Yotzi dofen mumar nikar, de isle kala v'hakol yodin. It was such a fantastic way that the animal came into the world, so unusual that people are talking about it and everybody knows. And that's when it says nikar, it says it's recognized. Here, recognition means word of mouth. Okay.
You couldn't see the treifa until you opened it up, cut it open.
Right. That's exactly the Gemara's point. Right. That's why by treifa it's not mumar nikar. Mishum hachi it's the rikra. So the Gemara says, okay, so now that we're here, wow, I can breathe. Now that we're here, so now that I know that I really can't compare treifa with anything else, I can't. We try to make a kal v'chomer, the Gemara didn't go for it. We tried to compare it to yotzei dofen and a baal mum, but even that comparison is lacking. Treifa really stands by itself, and since it stands by itself, I could have reasoned that the treifa should be offered up onto the mizbeach. Hence, I need the drasha. Okay, that was the end of a very long sentence. And we're not even done yet. A little bit more to go. So the Gemara says, Mishamachi it's the Rechravi. Trefa mehacha nafka mehasam nafka mehmashke Yisrael menamotel Yisrael. So the Gemara says, first of all, what did you just do? You excluded Trefa from being brought on to the Mizbech because of the drasha. Of minabakar lahotzi es Trefa. What about the fact that we can't eat it? Mehmashke Yisrael menamotel Yisrael. And okay, Gilui. Yeah, right. I know the Gemara. I know that's not. I know that's not exciting, but you have to say a pshat in the Gemara. So I'll suggest it's a Gilui Akra. Third source. Mikol Asher Yavor Tachas Hashavet. Right, by Meister Behema. You count the animals. Right, you count 10 animals. So Prat Letrefa She'eno Overis Trefa. It's weak. It's critically damaged. It can't walk, right? Okay. Again, I'm just going to work with the Gemara's assumptions. Trefa can't walk, so it's not going to walk under the shavit. So it's not good for Maisa Behema. If it's not good for Maisa Behema, it's not good for any other carbon as well. Tzricha. And here we go. I need all three limudim. If it actually had a shasa kosher, ematis kasher. Right? I might have thought as a havamina that it's fine. That's what the kol asher yavur is coming to teach me, that the trefa, even though it was born fine, but now because it can't walk, it's no good. What if I first was makdish it and then it becomes a treifa? I might have thought that would have been okay. So tricha. So what each one of these limudim do is get me to a new point in the world of treifa. A treifa can't be used for the mizbeach. Mashke Yisrael, I might have thought, means if it never had a shasa kosher. Treifa did. I now move to the next point, which is kosher yavor tachas hashavet. But that only gets me to the point of, first I was makdishit, sorry. First it was a treifa, and then I was makdishit. What if I was makdishit, and then it becomes a treifa? That's our drasha of Minabakar lahotzi esa treifa. Okay, a really long sentence of the Gemara. Wow. But really long. But that gets us to the point in which a treifa cannot be used for the mizbeach under any circumstance.